AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in to Football Full Circle. I'm Scott Wetzel alongside George Kurtz, sitting in for Ben Stevens today as we cover the football world over the next 60 minutes right here on the grid. Ah, a lot to get to today, believe it or not. Money excuses in Dallas, you buying. What's the excuse in Miami? Inexcusable move by Robert Kraft, if it's true. DraftKings taking notice. Who's the next Kirk Cousins? And adding more fuel to the fire. We'll get to it all over the next glorious 1 hour. What's going on, George? How are you this afternoon?
Doing well, Scott. Doing well. Everything you mentioned, plus the NFL draft, just 8 days away.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, how about that? You know, I tell you, I'm at that point with the draft where it's just like, you know, I'm not a big draft, like who's the best, backup offensive lineman for Penn State this year guy. You appreciated the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and all that other stuff. And I'm not a big mock draft guy, but I appreciate guys doing their due diligence and pretending they know where certain guys are going. Right. But at this point, I'm just like done with it. I'm just like, enough of the mock drafts. You had a mock draft yesterday. You updated your mock draft from yesterday. What happened to yesterday's mock draft? What changed that all of a sudden a guy in your mock draft going 5 is now going 15? I mean, it's just over an abundance of information. The people just throw things out there, and God bless them, but I'm like, let's just get the draft, please. Can we just get the draft here? You know, I don't need any more mock drafts from people who don't know anything. None of these people, you don't even know who's going number 2. How are you going to tell me who's going number 25 when you can't tell me legitimately who's going 2nd in the draft? It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that is fair. I do enjoy when I look at it, but we all know there are going to be trades that screw everything up, right?
Right.
So teams that it won't that you have teams drafting 9. Oh, they're not drafting 9 anymore, which would be the Bears, by the way. So that'll change things up here. And there'll be every draft. Oh, wow. He went crown? No one saw that coming either, that sort of thing here. They're fun. That's all they are, is fun. They are educational guesses. That's really all they are here. But I enjoy the draft. I think it's interesting to see who got what right here. I think it's easier to guess position than player sometimes, what position their team's going to draft here. I know I'm curious what the Cowboys will do at 24, see if they can screw the draft up just like they've screwed the offseason up.
Well, speaking of the Cowboys, we could start there. Why not? I don't know if you saw the report, but, as people have been talking, yourself included, about how Dallas has really not spent that much money. We had their executive VP, Stephen Jones, Jerry's son, come out yesterday and tell the public that we spend max money year in, year out, his quote is. All 32 teams can only spend the same amount of money over a 5-year stretch. When we've all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year. We'll have that done. And what comes with that is a good roster, which we do have. We're also looking forward to signing our own guys. Doesn't mean it won't happen overnight, but when you have guys waiting like Dak and Micah Parsons and CD, then you certainly have to hold back money if you want to have enough money basically to sign those guys in the future. You buying that, or is that rhetoric?
Well, that's just all BS, right? That's all PR. That's all that is, trying to cover for what's gone on this offseason, which has been a small disaster, right? Especially after Daddy says, we're going all in. And then Steven even tried to defend that. Well, your definition of all in may be different than our definition of all in. Yeah, well, it certainly is. I got to tell you, it is. Yeah, because that was done anything but all in. They did sign Royce Freeman yesterday, Scott. All's fine in Big D. Royce Freeman's going to solve all your problems there. Before the Freeman signing, and probably after as well, Dallas had spent the least amount of money this offseason. All right, that's out of all 32 teams. So, what's the
that's amazing. That really is. And while he may be right, like, I don't know the specific rules about this 5-year stretch he's talking about, that maybe, but I do know enough that where there's a will, there's a way. And yes, every team has the same salary cap. I get that. But you know, George, there's ways around that. You don't have, you could sign a guy for, I'll just say, $100 million over 3 years, right? But that doesn't mean $33.33 million of that is coming on the salary cap this year. You could push that off. So you're spending the money, but it's not being under the salary cap. So you could spend a lot more every year than what the salary cap allows you if you want to. Now, eventually you got to pay the piper, which is maybe what this 5-year stretch he's talking about. But to just say, well, we're going to be up against the salary cap, that doesn't mean you're spending the most amount of money.
They've mismanaged it. All right, they can tell you whatever they want to tell. They've mismanaged what's going on with Dak. And why are we at April 17th now and Dak is still not signed? And we're not even hearing about if there's any talks going on here. What is going on here? I mean, and anybody who listens to me or watches me knows I'm not a Dak guy. I think it's great during the regular season, great against bad teams, and you're not going to win a Super Bowl with them. That's just the way it is. But still, what's going on here? Are you going to start with, Cooper Rush and Trey Lance? Are you waiting to see if a quarterback happens to fall to you at 24? Is that what we're doing here? What is going on here? All right. I'm not worried about CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. They'll get signed here. Those things will take some time, but they'll get signed. Everything else, like, what's going on with Dak? If you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter anyway. Dallas is going to take a major step back this year. They went to 10.5. I would definitely bet the under on that. Currently, like I said, they're down a running back, two offensive linemen, a wide receiver, two defensive linemen, two linebackers, and most likely a cornerback, assuming Stephon Gilmore doesn't resign. All right, they haven't replaced any of this, any of it. Last year's draft, 0-7. Look at it. They didn't hit anybody. All right, Monty Smith, first-round pick, bust. The tight end at Michigan Schoonmaker, bust. Your third-round pick, Overstreet, tore his ACL, bust. The running back, the kid's son, bust. Everything was a bust last year. So you're going to tell me that the Cowboys are going to solve all their problems in the draft this year by going, 7-7? Yeah, okay. I said, I got a nice bridge. You want to buy it? How about some swampland in Florida? Beachfront property in Iowa. It ain't happening.
It's amazing. If you would have said, last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever, that, okay, Dallas at 24 would be hoping to have a quarterback fall in their lap, I'd say that's just not happening. There are going to be quarterbacks available, but not the main guys. But I will tell you, now, we don't have this here in New York because they don't allow it, but from what Ben and I were talking yesterday, he's in Jersey, the over-under on draft position for some of these guys is slipping. Bo Nix is like 33.5. Michael Penix Jr., he said, was like 32.5. I mean, there might be like two of the main 5-6 guys that people are talking that might be there. So you as a Cowboys fan, one, and then just, an objective observer, would you be happy if Dallas is saying, all right, this is it. We're done with Dak after this year. We're going to move on. They apparently don't believe in Trey Lance. Would you be happy with Dallas taking one of those quarterbacks and saying, all right, Bo Nix, we'll just use him just out of the two. He's going to be our guy. Right? We're going to use Dak and we're going to draft Bo. We're going to have him sit there for a year and then Bo's going to be the guy next year. Would you be happy with that?
Well, it depends how you look at things. A, do you believe this regime could develop a quarterback? Right? Because you got to develop him. It's Nix, Penix, or whoever else falls that far. Are you willing to throw away this year and next couple of years? And what happens to your roster, by the way? Always good players you have will be gone by then. Tough choice here, but I said I don't think you win a Super Bowl with Dak. So if your ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl, then I guess you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, and what kind of message would that be sending to Dak, and how would his attitude be? Interesting. We'll talk about Dak and some other quarterbacks who may be on the open market next year, next on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Football Full Circle on this Wednesday, 12 past the hour. Scott Wetzel and George Kurtz sitting in for Ben Stevens today, as he will again tomorrow. So we were talking Dallas Cowboys situation with Dak before the break. And it's interesting, George, you know, you look at the quarterbacks that could be free agents after this year. And there was one guy that really surprised me. I'm like, that can't be. But I looked it up, and it is true. But Dak is on there. Well, I'll just start with him since we were breaking down the Cowboys and Prescott. All right, Dallas says, that's it. We're done, Dak. There's the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass. See you later. Thanks for nothing. Dak Prescott, open market. How much, you know, I'm looking for the next Kirk Cousins. How much do you think Dak Prescott? Yeah, and let's just say the Cowboys go, you know, 11-6 in the first, second round ouster, you know, the same old story. How much do you think teams will be clamoring to get Dak Prescott? How much money do you think he'll make?
Oh, my guess is his next contract, whereas the Cowboys are now be around $250 million, you know, somewhere around, I don't know, $180 guaranteed, you know, just a little bit
five
more than
years.
What Right, a little bit what the last guy got. Now, Dak does like to sign four-year deals. It's been also been a little issue between him and the Cowboys because he wants the next big contract. He's 30 years old. He'll be 31 in July. So he signs a four-year deal. He'll get another big deal at 35, right? So that's what he's going to look for. So do I think he'll get a big deal? Yeah. Do I think it'll be from the Cowboys? Boy, you would have asked me 2 months ago. I said, yeah, they have no choice. You know, now I'm not so sure. I'm just not so sure what's going on. They say all the right things, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, we want to sign him, blah, 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 blah. But they're doing nothing. And what are they waiting for? It's not going to get any cheaper. I don't get it, Scott. I don't know what's going on here unless they really do plan on moving on. Like I said, maybe it is the draft next week. It's just a guess here, but maybe it is the draft next week where, well, let's see if Penix, Nix, or someone like that falls to 24. Or even we can move up a little bit. Not major, but move up a little bit to grab a quarterback. I don't think that's it, but maybe it is. You know, so Dak has always been protected by the media. It is strange. Like I said, if Tony Romo had done what Dak did, he'd be crushed. Danny White would be the same thing, yeah. By the way, back in the day. It's just amazing, but Dak gets protected. It's always an excuse for Dak. You know, it's always an excuse. Even though you can clearly see his numbers tell you he cannot play against good teams. He chokes, the pressure, can't handle it, whatever you want to say. I think he's a great guy, although it makes you want to. That's another thing, Scott. This sexual harassment thing or whatever is going on with him and the lawsuit, the competing lawsuits, that right. Hasn't been played up at all. All right, once it's just weird. It's weird how he's able to escape all of this. So we'll see, but he'll sign a big contract. Just no matter with who.
Now, you're a Cowboys fan, so you follow this probably closer than most. Has there been any buzz, George, about Trey Lance, about how they secretly love Trey Lance and they're willing to hand the reins over to him? Anything like that?
That's the weird thing, right? No. Either way, by the way. There hasn't been buzz that, you know, Trey Lance is really, he's found it. He's going to be that guy. And there also hasn't been anything, he's a bust. He sucks. We haven't heard anything either way about that. So that's the other strange part here, you know, that we haven't heard about is Trey Lance. Maybe he did really turn a corner last year, you know, and the Cowboys had, okay, we got somebody now. You know, we got to make up our mind about him anyway. We got somebody. Let's see what we can do with him. He'll have a cheaper contract with him, save all that money. He'll have one more year behind Dak to watch. I don't think that makes a lot of sense, but maybe. You know, like I said, it's strange goings on here. And it's also a thing, by the way, that maybe the Cowboys just don't have money. Maybe Jones has hit some personal losses here, you know, in his oil or whatever other business he has here. Don't know if I buy that either, mind you, but I guess that could be a problem as well.
And why, you know, if you love the Lance, wouldn't he now be the starter then? You know, why put Dak back out there knowing that, you know, maybe he does great again. Maybe he gets you to the NFC Championship game, even though you got your mindset on you're not going to bring him back. Then what do? You don't bring back a quarterback who took you to the NFC Championship game. You know, you're risking him succeeding, which I know sounds stupid, but if your mind is made up, you might as well get rid of him now or at least put Trey Lance in there to see what you have while you still can go back to Dak. But all right, so if Dak gets 45, 50 million, what does Jared Goff get? There's been some rumblings. I do think the Lions are going to re-sign him. There's already been some talk about that. But that said, he could be an unrestricted free agent. He's young. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's had some success now with the Lions, which no one thought, you know, he would have. His price tag has got to be $45, $50 million. All right.
I would think. Maybe not quite as high as Dak, but I would think it's going to be up there. Yeah. I think he's going to make a small fortune. He's done very well with Detroit. He seems to be the right quarterback for the right team. They like him there. He likes to be there. I can even see him giving them a little bit of a discount. Not a hell of a lot, but a little bit of a discount. That wouldn't shock me either. He is very similar to Dak, by the way. He won't be 30, and he's younger. You know, that guy said he'll be, 30, 31? He'll be 30, Jared Goff, in October. So he's a little younger than Dak here. And theoretically, well, not theoretically, he's gone further, right? He's gone to a Super Bowl, so you know he can win a big game. He may not play well in the big game, but he's gone there. You know, so yes, I think he'll get a big contract as well. I don't think he'll get as big as Dak. I don't. You know, and I believe Detroit could use the franchise tag on him, so that, you know, once it gives them some leverage there, where the Cowboys can't with Dak. So I don't think he'll sign as big a contract as Dak, but I think he's going to end up staying in Detroit. And yeah, I think that probably surprises a lot of us, right? We didn't think that trade was going to work out, at least not for Detroit when they made it. You know, and now you know, it's coming up world aces here, as Jared Goff does seem to be the right quarterback for that team.
You know, it's an interesting one. You know, they would still get hit salary cap wise, but they could, the LA Rams, get rid of Matthew Stafford after this year. This year is the last year where he has guaranteed money. They can't do it this year, otherwise they'd be looking at a $96 million cap hit. And even next year, you're looking at a $47 million cap hit, but you're looking at a $50 million cap hit if he's on the team. So, you know, pick your poison there. So they don't have to. He'll be 37 next year. Could you see the Lions, or the Lions, could you see the Rams moving up from Stafford? And if Stafford still wants to play at 37, how much interest would he gain, garner on the open market?
Well, the problem for Stafford is going to be what you already mentioned, health, right? I mean, you know, it's hard to rely on a quarterback who hasn't played a full season in a couple of years. He'd have to play a full season this year. Yeah, you know, by that, by the way, you know, it's a 17-game season. I shouldn't say a full season. Can you play, you know, 15? Minimum 15. He played 15 last year. But Stafford, throughout his career, as good as he's been, doesn't it always seem to be there's always an injury there? Always thumb, hand, always. You know, knee, groin. There's always something bothering Stafford, you know, always. So I think it certainly wouldn't be a 5-year deal or anything like that. But if he came on the open market, there'd be interest, sure. There are 32 good quarterbacks. I don't care how many quarterbacks are coming out this year. And by the way, I would take the over on quarterbacks in the first round. But there aren't 32 quarterbacks. You know, and all those quarterbacks that are going to be taken this year, they're not all going to hit. So there'll be teams looking for somebody. And it'd be similar to a Kirk Cousins thing, but not quite that money. You know, a 1-year deal, maybe 2 at most here, to go to a team that has everything else in place but the quarterback. You know, Ken, one guy short here. You know, he wouldn't be as a backup. He'd be there as a starter. You think of like a Pittsburgh Steelers team. You know, in 2 years of, after this year, Fields, Wilson didn't work out. You know, Fields, no. And they want to go for Stafford because they still feel like they're there, but they need that one quarterback. I could see that happening. But there'll be interest, sure. Do I think he's going to leave the Rams? Maybe. But then you ask yourself, Scott, if he does, what are they doing at quarterback?
Yeah. And would McVay leave? Would he, you know, there's always been rumblings about him leaving. Would that just be the sign of just you know what? We got to tear it all and start all over again. How about the Giants apparently had Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler in for visits this week. And listen, all these teams are going to have all these players, so I don't make too much of that. But Daniel Jones last year, guaranteed money. He's got 2 more years after this upcoming season, but this is the last year. Would Daniel Jones have any, you know, especially if he plays poorly and the Giants release him? Anybody giving him a starting job?
No. No, I think he'd be a top backup. Yeah. If what you're saying happens here, if he doesn't do well this year, now I think the Giants might move on at number six this year.
There's one more guy I want to bring up, and he might end up being the best quarterback in the NFL, believe it or not. And he'll be a free man after this upcoming season. That's next on A Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Football Full Circle here on a Wednesday. Scott Wetzel and George Kurtz sitting in for Ben Stevens, breaking down the NFL. So just going over some of the quarterbacks we're looking for the next Kirk Cousins. And I ran through the guys who I knew were going to be free agents. And then I came across this name and I'm like, that can't be. But it is true. This guy may end up being the best quarterback in the NFL. Who knows? Might be a little bit of a stretch, but he did have the second most touchdown passes in the NFL last year. So how big of a stretch is it? And that, believe it or not, George, is one Jordan Love for the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers did something bizarre. I remember them doing it, but just not thinking much of it because it was Jordan Love, and who thought about Jordan Love, right? What they did was, after his third year with these first round draft choices, you have to guarantee the fifth year. We all know that, right? After 3 years, you have them locked in for the fourth year. And then if you want to have them locked in for another year, you have to guarantee the fifth year after the third year. Doesn't make much sense to me, but okay, that's what the NFL does. So and rather than doing that, the Packers said, all right, we don't want to guarantee your fifth year because you haven't played and we don't know if you're any good or not. So what we're willing to do, though, is rip up the fifth year and the fifth year money for first round draft choices in quarterbacks specifically. It's pretty good. It's $20 million. It's not chump change. They basically gave him the $20 million for his third and fourth year rather than guaranteed a fifth year of $20 million. So they basically saved themselves about $5, $6 million, which would have been his fourth year salary. I know it's a little confusing, but the bottom line to it all is they don't have his rights after this upcoming season. Now they could franchise him, but I don't think teams really want to franchise people anymore, especially quarterbacks. A franchise quarterback is going to be $40 million. And a franchise is you got to put all $40 million of that under your salary cap that year. That's the one thing about franchise tags that people don't realize. I'm just franchising. Okay, you can, but you have to put all that, but you can't defer that. You can't make it signing, but it's got to be all $40, $45 million, whatever it would end up being, on your salary cap for next year. So does, Jordan Love, how much money? Jordan Love continues to progress. And last year, first year starting for Green Bay, like I said, started off slowly, but he ended up with the second most touchdown passes, led the Packers to the playoffs, should have beaten San Francisco, but didn't. But still, how much money is this guy going to make if he has another good year?
A lot. Yeah, I don't think it'll be in the quarter billion dollar industry, but a lot. All right, he's not going anywhere. He'll be a Green Bay Packer. So he's not going to be a free agent unless he just falls off the cliff this year, which nobody truly expects there. So he'll be fine. He'll stay with Green Bay. If I had to guess on a contract, like I said, I don't think it'll be even $250 million. You know, that once again, they have leverage. When you have the franchise tag available, it's leverage. You know, that's what the Cowboys don't have with Dak.
But that's going to be $40 million, right? I mean, if Daniel Jones got $40 million, then Jordan Love's going to get... If he has this another year,
220, he'll get once again 150
million,
140 guaranteed,
right,
somewhere around there. I can't say this. One of the big problems between Dak and the Cowboys, when Dak will only want to sign a 4-year deal, and he has the leverage to do that because the Cowboys have, they can't say anything, they can't say boo, but the Packers can. So they'll, you stated, they'll want to get that contract 5 years. They would like to get 6-7, and so you can do that and give him a Patrick Mahomes type deal. I don't think the Packers will, because he's not Patrick Mahomes, but you could certainly do that if you wanted to and make it a monster deal. And this way you could spread that signing bonus out over, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it comes to being. But he's not going anyway. He'll be a Green Bay Packer.
Man, you just wonder, what's the ceiling? You know, free agent quarterbacks, And again, I don't think these two are going to leave their teams. I wish one would, but Trevor Lawrence will be a free agent, and Tua Tags will be a free agent. You know, I don't know if you're going to ever win with Tua on a big time level. And I'm a Dolphins fan. I'm not a fan of his. I just don't think he's very good. But you're going to have to re-sign him. Jacksonville's going to have to re-sign Trevor Lawrence. If these guys are all making 40, you know how these dopey GMs and teams are. Well, you know what? If Jordan Love is going to make $40 million, I'm Trevor Lawrence, and I'm Jacksonville, well, we're going to give Trevor Lawrence then $45 million. And then if you're Miami, oh, let's see. If Lawrence makes $45 million and Love makes $43 million, then we got to give Tua Tags $47 million. You know, when does it ever end? It's just... I don't know. I'll never understand this. I know I've told you this before. I've told many people this. I just don't understand, George, why these GMs don't say Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the world. He's making $40 million. So we're starting at $40 million and we're going lower because you're as good as you are, Tua, and as good as you are, Jordan Love, and as good as you are, Trevor, you're not Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Super Bowl rings up and down the aisle here. So we're going at $40 million and we're going less. But these GMs and the owners, they don't. They go $40 million and they go higher. Their egos get involved and they say, I got to give you the most money just because, you know what, I like you. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Well, I have no doubt that some negotiations do work out the way you just said here. That's not what's going on here. The agents aren't letting him sign for less. He made 40. My guy wants 41. We ain't signing without it. And guess what? You don't sign him. You ain't got a quarterback. You ain't got a team. And the fans are going to revolt.
Then I'll franchise him. Or I will move on. I know you're cutting up your nose.
Because you know the owners will sign him.
It's like what Dallas is doing. Let's say we're right about Dallas. I admire Jerry Jones. I admire that. I admire Jerry saying, you know what? We tried. We've had some success, but ultimately we failed. And I'm not giving the guy $50 million a year. I'll start all over again. And then you know what? I'll give one big contract out to my quarterback. I give my quarterback 6 years and that's it. And if we can't win, then start all over again. I'm not giving these guys 40 to 50 to whatever million dollars a year. It's a $250 million salary cap, and I'm giving one guy 20% of that. And it's crazy what they do.
I might agree with you there, but your problem is this. For all of these teams, by the way, do you want to start from scratch? At least with these guys, everybody, what do you name? You can put Cousins in here, Tua, you know, certainly Dak. You said it. You probably can't win a Super Bowl with these guys. But is that your ultimate goal? That's not the ultimate goal for they all say it is. But that's not the ultimate goal for these teams. Just to make money, win.
Right.
The Cowboys can win with Dak.
Sell
hope. Right. Hope.
Yeah.
Hope. That's a great word. They have hope. Right. They can all do that with those quarterbacks, but they can't win the Super Bowl. If you're telling me right now that Jerry's not signing Dak purely because he knows he can't win with Dak, then I always have to applaud the man. Good for you, because I agree. You're making the tough choice here. I'm not paying him $250 million to win, you know, 11 games and lose in the first round of the playoffs every year. Good for you. I just don't think that's the reason they're doing it, by the way. I don't see Jones having that kind of foresight. You know, he's not – Jerry Jones, was he, 84? He's not going to be around enough to develop another quarterback. Remember, the Cowboys couldn't find anybody after Troy. I mean, we can go through all the quarterbacks, Chad Hutchinson, Quincy Carter, Vinny Testaverde, Drew Bledsoe. They got lucky with Romo, who was undrafted. They got lucky with Dak. He wasn't even the quarterback they wanted in that draft. What do they want? Paxton Lynch and someone else before our teams stole them before them. So they're not good at drafting quarterbacks. They're not. You know, so to say that also they're going to find somebody and develop, you think Mike McCarthy and Schottenheimer can develop a quarterback? Boy, do I have my doubts there. So I don't think this has anything to do with that. I just think that whatever Jerry has screwed these negotiations up again, which he's done over and over again with Dak. And I don't even like Dak, you know, but I have a hard time believing he's willing to start, that Jerry Jones is willing to start from scratch and hope, you know, they can get Spencer Rattler or someone like that. You know, I just, boy, he said, you would need a lot of coaxing, Scott, to get me to believe that. But Dallas is also in the situation where Jerry could take that chance because Jerry ain't firing Jerry. If another GM does that, let's say a GM of the, you know, the Dolphins, no, I don't believe in Tua. We're going to start from scratch. How many 3-14 seasons can he survive before he's fired?
It's amazing. What do you make of DraftKings? Now, maybe this is just a glitch, but I read a story on Pro Football Talk. Apparently, DraftKings has taken quarterback Drake May, North Carolina kid, off the board. Like you can bet on different things with the draft, and each state is different. So, but in certain states, you can draft, you can bet on which team is going to draft a certain player. So, with Drake May, DraftKings has apparently taken that bet off the board, but you could still bet on him to be drafted number 2 or number 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, overall. So they haven't taken him off the board completely, but they have taken him where he's going to go off the board. Don't know if you're going to do one, I don't know why you wouldn't do the other, but does somebody know something out there about a team drafting him that's not necessarily the second team, which is Washington? But again, if you knew the Vikings were going to draft him, you'd have to know where, because he's not going to be where the Vikings are right now in the draft. That's kind of weird, no?
That's incredibly strange. Yeah, it makes you wonder what they know that we don't. What's going on behind the scenes here? Because we don't even know if he's going to be the third quarterback taken or the fourth quarterback taken or maybe the second quarterback taken.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know why you'd take him off the board on one and not the other. But that's apparently what the case is. All right. More to get to, including some Dolphin talk and some more bets. Interesting bets out of Pittsburgh. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Football full circle on this Wednesday. Scott Wetzel and George Kurtz for another 20 minutes breaking down the NFL. A couple of things, George, to throw at you. It's not been a good, really, couple of years for Bill Belichick. The latest ESPN four-letter network is reporting that Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank decided not to hire Belichick after being told from Patriots owner Robert Kraft to not trust him. An unnamed source told the four-letter network that Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That source wasn't someone supposedly who spoke directly with Kraft or Blank, but a source who was two people, a friend of Kraft and in a longtime Belichick confidant. So both sides apparently, you know, from the aisle confirmed the story. Kraft has denied the story, as you think he would do. I don't know if it's true or not. It doesn't make sense because Kraft owes Belichick $25 million, according to the story I read on this. And, you know, any money that Atlanta would have been paying Belichick would have been deducted. So there doesn't seem on the surface for any reason to Robert Kraft to try and block Belichick from getting a job, especially if it's going to cost him $25 million if he doesn't. So, but between, you know, the firing, in essence, because if it was up to him, he would still be Patriots head coach. He was, you know, ousted. Between the firing, between not getting the head coaching job, between getting blackballed here, between Brady winning a Super Bowl, between breaking up with his longtime girlfriend, it's been a tough couple of years for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Bill, let's face it, there's a good chance there'll be an opening in Dallas next year. I do not want Belichick. All right. I don't. I think the game has passed him by a little bit. I think he's still a great defensive mind. But I think as far as a head coach, the game has passed him by, especially on the offensive side of the ball here. Do I think he's getting blackballed? Yeah, there's too much going around about him. Do I think someone probably should have hired him? Probably. But, you know, I also think, Scott, that a lot of owners don't want to deal with his act. You know, what we see during the press conference, I don't think he wants total control and, you know, hey, I'm Bill Belichick, leave me alone, go away, owner's own, you know, coaches coach, players play, that sort of thing. And, you know, nowadays a lot of owners don't want to do that. Some of the luster is gone because of Brady leaving and winning the Bowl with Tampa Bay, which might be pretty stupid. It may not be mean all that much, but it did happen. And New England hasn't done much, you know, since Brady left there. You know, and he was wrong about all the quarterbacks after him, and he's wrong about not getting all those wide receivers or any wide receivers to help out there. So, listen, he's not a coach I'd be clamoring for right now. If Kraft is indeed, or the Krafts are indeed behind the scenes, talking crap about him, that's pretty awful as well. I'm not so sure Robert Kraft should be saying anything about anybody. Mr. I was trying to get a rub and tug before the championship game a couple of years back. But is what it is. You know, we move on. But I'm not feeling bad for Bill Belichick either. But I do think the game has passed him by. And if I'm the owner of a team, I'm the Cowboy fan. I do not want Bill Belichick. But it won't matter anyway. Jerry will just sign the next puppet.
Yeah, I think he will go there. I think Bill has his, although, if you say that, then why wouldn't he have just fired, McCarthy now, right? I mean, it's not that he's making that much money. It's like a $40 million contract. He's like, oh, I'm not going to eat that for 1 year. I mean, Belichick was available. So if his design is to have Belichick come in, I mean, there really would have been no reason, especially with Dak there. You know, maybe he works wonders with Dak. You know, maybe, okay, let's give Dak one more try with the best head coach in the NFL. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, then we really can part ways with Dak. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Conspiracy theory again, then. Next year, you start fresh with Bill and a quarterback of his choosing.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to do that, though, right?
You're making me sad now.
Yeah, that's, you know, how's that worked out, right? Dolphins exercise fifth-year options on wide receiver Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips, the linebacker. I have no issues with either one of those two moves. I just bring it up because, you know, it all pertains to Tua Tags. They're looking to work out a new deal. He's entering the fifth year. They could franchise him again next year, but again, I don't think teams really want to do that. So the Dolphins, and I'm a Dolphin fan, everyone knows that, they're better on paper, man. They really should be good. You know, they got two of the best wide receiving core maybe in the NFL. Waddle, I thought, would be a super, super duper star. He's not, but he's still pretty good. I mean, obviously, and you got Tyreek Hill, and you got Tua, who's supposedly the greatest thing in the world. The backfield is solid, and yet they're no better now than they were 2-3 years ago. I mean, they're standing in mud. They have more names, and they become a public team again, and I think, the networks all love Tua Tyreek Hill, but they're not winning the division like they never have. They haven't won a playoff game under Tua. I'm willing to break it all down, to tell you the truth, and get rid of Tua.
Well, so you're the Miami fan. You have your own Dak. Yeah. It's the same as Dak. I mean, it's the same thing. Very good regular season. Puts up great numbers. He looks like he can only get you to a certain spot. Now, he hasn't done it for as long as Dak. So maybe there is some hope that, okay, he just needs to keep progressing. And I think there is a chance. Dak has proven he is what he is. I don't think he has quite proven that yet. Although, you may be a season or two behind that. Until you're, all right, what you're going to get with Tua. He can get you to the playoffs, but that's as far. You know, I think things are also sort of, in some ways, breaking his way. All right, the Buffalo Bills have taken a major step back this offseason, right? Pretty much getting rid of what seems like everybody there. The Jets could be a problem, but we'll see on that when New England's terrible. So things are sort of breaking his way there. I wonder if they're doing the same thing with Tua that the Cowboys did with Dak. All right, let's find out this year. Let's see what happens this year. Let's what he can do here. You know, he gets us to whatever, a championship game. Ah, we're golden. Here we go. He flames out in the wild card round. Well, then, like I said, then you literally do have your own deck. We're going to pay somebody all that money who could only get us so far.
Yeah. I'm not a believer. I'm just not a, like I said, they should be a lot better. They got names up and down. The offense should be phenomenal. And if there were games against the better teams, Philadelphia, Kansas City twice, offense disappeared, just completely disappeared. It really is. It's amazing how Miami and Dallas are very similar with the quarterback, with the head coach that people seem to love. I don't either one. At least McCarthy's got a Super Bowl ring with all the stars. Our players on offense, it just hasn't worked out. FanDuel offered up a couple more teams on their team specials category. If you go to NFL, then there's a bunch of icons across the top, and one of those at the very end is team specials. And they give you about 10 to 15 team goofy, you know, bets you can make. And for the longest time, it was only Atlanta and Dallas was up there for a little while, but they've added Pittsburgh and Washington. And the Pittsburgh one to me kind of makes me chuckle a little bit in that they do have Russell Wilson numbers, a couple of them. Russell to throw 40 touchdown passes at 29-1. I don't think he's doing that. And for him to score 5 rushing touchdowns at 38-1, maybe could do that. Who knows? But I find it curious that they also throw some Justin Field numbers out there at more reasonable numbers, like Fields to throw 25 touchdown passes at plus 750 and for him to have 10 rushing touchdowns down to plus 750. I wish there was a no bet on these because I happen to think Russell's going to be the starting quarterback for a while. I think he's going to have success. You know, it's going to be hard for him to fail because he has weapons, he has a running game, and he's got a terrific defense, George, where he's not being asked to score 27 points a game. So even if he just plays like he played last year, you know, and puts up 20 to 24 with Pittsburgh's defense, they're going to win a bunch of games. So I don't think he's going to be sitting the bench anytime soon. I know a lot of people think eventually it's going to be Justin Fields. Maybe eventually it will, but I wouldn't be playing any of those Fields props.
I think Russell's in an interesting situation. I wouldn't say he has weapons, but it's okay. Najee Harris is okay as a running back. All right, George Pickens I like, but there's nobody after him. And Freiermuth is, you know, okay, maybe a top.
Freiermuth's pretty good.
He's not special. He's just not. So that they need to surround him with more weapons. I'd like to see what their schedule is going to come out to be. You know, yeah, I think they play the NFC East. So, you know, they get Philadelphia in the first month. They throw in a Cincinnati, Baltimore, and he gets up to a rough start here. Yeah, right. They'll be clamoring for Fields real quick here. But Russell is he's going to be the starter. And I think that – I don't know why Tomlin did that, mind you. I would have said, hey, Russell and Justin will battle it out. Let these guys battle it out in training camp to find out who the starting quarterback should be here. But he paid deference to Russell. No, Russell, I guess, has the upper leg right now, upper hand. I think he is going to be the starter, but I think we're going to see Fields this year. I do. Whether it's because of an injury, whether it's because of poor performance, whatever. I think we will see Fields here. I just think you have to find out if Fields could be your man. But the problem is, will Pittsburgh tailor their offense to Fields? And the answer is no, because Russell's going to be the starter going into camp.
Justin Fields is this year's version of Tim Tebow. Similar quarterbacks, right? Couldn't hit the broad, you know, couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat throwing, but they could run around. Tebow's a better winner. I won't say that. But the presence of Justin Fields, just like the presence of Tim Tebow, kept Tebow off teams where I think he could have been a successful player in the NFL. But it was always like, all right, when's Tebow going to get in? You know, if the quarterback struggled for a half, put Tebow in. And I don't think teams wanted to deal with that. I mean, there was media here with the Jets in particular, you know, that they would go to Tebow's locker. He didn't play it down, and yet they were asking him about the game and stuff. I don't think teams, like, you know, and that's why Tebow's not in the league anymore. Similar situation with Justin Fields. Right. Even though, you know, quarterback wise, he wasn't very good with the Bears, which is why they got rid of him and which is why no one wanted him. But he did well enough where people are going to go to him the moment Russell Wilson goes, you know, 7 of 20 for 113 yards and 2 interceptions. And Pittsburgh loses 20-5 or 20-3. They're automatically going to be gravitating to Justin Fields. So it's an interesting, you know, it seems to me that Pittsburgh should have been either all in on Fields or all in on Russell Wilson, not both, to me.
I would agree with you there, but I think the fact that they got them both so cheap, they figured, what the hell? What the hell? I think it comes down to my problem with Fields. I wouldn't compare him to Tebow, by the way. Tebow brought the whole religious God thing with him, and that's why he was asked all the questions, because he had such a massive following. Fields doesn't have that. But they are similar in the fact that you need to tailor your offense around them, which means if you're going to go with Fields, it's a completely different offense than if you're going to go at Russell Wilson. Fields is not your 3-5-7 step drop and throw the football. He's not. I don't think he'll ever be that. You need to tailor your offense around what he does well. He can throw the football, and I'm not really one who's going to judge him with what's going on with Chicago, what happened with Chicago. He never had weapons there. He just never did. You know, last year was the best he had, and even that wasn't great. You know, now they're going to get Caleb Williams. They're all loading up there, right, to get everybody they can. But he never had much there, so I don't think that's fair. But, you know, hey, it's the NFL. What Jerry Glanville say, not for long if you don't perform, and he didn't perform, so he moves here. But you need to tailor your offense. So, like I said, if they're going to go with Russell Wilson, it's not going to be fair. We find out, okay, let's go to Fields in week 6. You're still going to run Russell Wilson's offense. It's not going to work. You're not going to see anything different from Fields in Pittsburgh than you saw in Chicago.
All right, we'll close up shop. We got a prop bet with the Pittsburgh Steelers that can't lose, can it? Although it would have last year. We'll talk about that when we come back. In game live. Pro football full circle here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Football full circle. Wrapping up shop here on a Wednesday. Checking out some of the team specials on FanDuel. And this is becoming my favorite one. That is, will a team, and in this case the Pittsburgh Steelers, score a touchdown in every regular season game? Plus 320. Now, I'm not big on locking up my money for 6 months to get plus 320. You know, I need that to be plus 30-1 to generally do that. But these are like near misses to me. They only had one game last year, and that was the Houston Texans game. And it only takes one game, George. You know, one game, you lose your bet. But, you know, it's hard not to get a touchdown in every game. It is rare. You know, whenever I see these, and then I'll look up and see, you know, how well that team did the year before, and they either had a touchdown in every single game or they didn't in either one or two. I mean, yeah, and they're giving you a decent return. You know, if you could win your bet in a week at plus 320, I don't know. Are the Steelers not going to score a touchdown with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields in one game, maybe against Baltimore, maybe against Houston again, which is the game they didn't score last year, only two field goals?
You can throw Cleveland in this mix of good defense. Philadelphia, they'll play. I think if you make this kind of bet, first of all, I agree with you. Plus 320, and that's not enough to tie my money up for that long. Especially I have so many other future bets in the NFL. But you're betting this, all right, it might happen. It's sort of a fun bet. You can't tell me you think this is going to happen, that they're not going to score a touchdown in a game. It doesn't happen.
Well, their offense was atrocious, though. Let me lie. Their quarterback play was brutal last year, and they scored a touchdown in every game,
right,
except one.
I'm probably not going to bet something like this. I'm just not. You know, it's not my kind of bet. You know, as far as a future bet, they are just against you so much. So no, I'm not being offered enough money to do it. No incentive.
I liked them. I'm. You know, if you're $100 better, I would take 300 of that and bet 12 teams to the yes and just put it away like it's a future bet. I love these things. All right, George and I will do it again tomorrow. Be good, folks. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the grid.